I just got a phone call from Ed Financial, which if you guys don't know, it's essentially the U.S. government's student loan program. Essentially, what I want to talk to you guys is I want to throw these numbers at you, and they're, for numbers' sake, I made them simple to understand, but the numbers that I was brought up are very, very similar to this. So, apparently, I have $3,000 of outstanding loans, okay? And let me, I'm going to explain to you guys why this situation is dramatic and why I need to pay this off as soon as possible and how this could be even worse if I took out more loans during my time in college. So, total outstanding is $3,000 for me, right? Okay? So, they're charging me $50 a month to pay this off, okay? And you're thinking they're sweet. Oh, they're so generous for, you know, letting you take your time, payment plan. But you're wrong, okay? 60 months to pay off $3,000? That's, okay, I mean, $50. Let me explain. I have 60 months to pay off $3,000 at a rate paying $50 a month, right? So that equates to 5 years to pay this off. Now, this seems all easy and fine. You know, you have 5 years to pay off $3,000. Well, I didn't tell you that the sneaky United States government, and who would have thought they would ever do this, they charge interest by the day on this money that you don't pay back, okay? And the interest they charge is 34 cents a day. And to any average person, they'll say, hell yeah, you know what, charge me that. Who cares? If you give me 5 years to pay this off, I'll pay 34 cents a day. But that's an issue, guys, and here's why it is. Because interest per year is $124. And you're probably sitting there mind blown, right? Like, you're thinking 34 cents a day? How does that equate to $124 that I just missed out on an entire year? And that's the power of compounding, guys. Because if you take 34 cents and you add it and add it and add it and add it consistently for 365 days, you get $124. Now, that's not the worst part, because if it takes me 5 years to pay this off, that interest, okay, 34 cents a day, guess what? That costed you $620.50 in 5 years. So you actually ended up paying $3,620.50 throughout the 5 years. When you were told your total outstanding was $3,000, you actually ended up paying $3,600. And that's just, thank God I'm only paying off $3,000, because there's people that take loans out to $50,000, $100,000, you know, $200,000, I don't know, maybe even $1 million for people in Harvard. I don't know, guys, but student loans are so scary. And let me play this situation out for you, okay? I even did the math for what would happen if I took out $100,000 of student loans. So if I had to pay back $100,000 of student loans, right? First off, it would take me 200 months to pay this off. 200 months. Can you imagine how many years that is? I'll tell you in a little bit. So, and the rate I'm paying this off at is $500 per month. $500 per month for 200 months. Do you know how long a month takes? Imagine that for 200 months. Okay, so that's actually 16 years, guys. For most of you, that's pretty much your entire life. If you're listening to this at a young age, or maybe it's double your life, I don't know. But 16 years is a very, very long time. It's almost two decades. So the interest per day, for numbers sake, I just did 0.01% per day, which is essentially the rate of any savings account that you create. 0.01%, okay? So that's $2.74 interest that you owe per day that you don't pay this off, okay? So every day you wait to pay all this off, you're being charged $2.74 on the bottom line. Let me see where I'm at here. Interest per year, right? So that $2.74 per day, guys, it adds up to $1,000 a year. And $1,000 a year for the 16 years that you'll be paying this off for, that's $16,000. $16,000, you could buy yourself a nice new car. And guess what? That's what you owe just on interest. The United States government is charging you $16,000 just on interest for using their loans. Okay, it's not a free game, guys. So, you know, initially you'll end up paying $116,000. Yep, that's student loans for you. Never use them.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.